Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to The Best Football Show, hosted by Brian Baldinger.
Well, hello, and welcome to The Best Football Show. I am Brian Baldinger at Baldy NFL across all the social media platforms. You can find my breakdowns. I've probably done, somewhere around 40 of them since Sunday night. We're now looking at Tuesday afternoon. You can find this Best Football Show by downloading a free Odyssey app, liking it, subscribing to it, commenting on it, telling people about it. We'd love to grow this thing. We call this Tuesday's Takeaways. We're here every Tuesday. Tuesday Takeaways from all, now that all 16 games have been played, including last Monday night's game between Detroit and Baltimore. All 16 games have been played, and I've watched 15 of the 16 games. I got one more game to really study. So I have a pretty good take on what has happened. But we've got news here today to start with. In New York, after that dreadful performance by the Giants to Kansas City, losing 23-9, Jackson Dart has been named the starter. They'll be at home against the undefeated Los Angeles Chargers on Sunday. But I think it's the right move. I've been saying it's the right move, regardless of what Russell Wilson did against the Cowboys. We just saw Caleb Williams do the same thing against the Cowboys as Russell Wilson did. I mean, they can't cover anybody. Four wide open receivers for Caleb, and he made the throws. But regardless, here's the reason why I believe the Giants need to make the move, because they are leaving points on the field. They could have been in that game last night. They could have been in the game. Now, Russell threw two interceptions. That's costly, but the defense, you know, they gave up a field goal out of those two interceptions. The defense battled. They hung in there. But we've seen this now for 2 years in a row with the Giants. The offense can't score points. And eventually the defense falls apart. They're more talented this year. Brian Burns is as good as outside linebackers there is in football right now. But they'll fall apart if you can't score points. And they got to go out there and try and win these games for you. They're not the best defense football, but they have talent. But I don't think Brian Daboll can walk into that team room on Wednesday and tell the team that Russell Wilson gives us the best chance to win. I don't believe that. I don't believe you could do that to your team. The body language of the receiver stinks when he's just throwing moon balls out there, that he's not reading the defense correctly and he's leaving guys in the middle of the field. But ultimately, that last series on the goal line at the four-yard line, where it was four straight incompletions, including, well, three straight incompletions, because there was an intentional grounding where he just threw it into the tunnel, threw it into the Giant Stadium tunnel. It's just horrible. And Giant fans watched that on their home opener. And Brian Daboll can't do this to Giant fans. They did it last year. It was awful. And it was their 100th anniversary last year of a proud football franchise. Giant fans are too smart. They're too smart to look at that product that they put out there on Sunday night going, this is our best chance to win. I don't believe it. I don't know what Jackson Dart is going to be. Obviously, he played very well in the preseason, and we know what that is. So we're not going to get carried away by that. But he started 45 college games and 40 of them at Ole Miss in the SEC against guys that he's going up against every single Sunday that are on rosters right now that he played against at LSU, at Georgia, at Alabama. Like, I believe the kid's going to give him not just a spark, but I think the guy can play. And here's the danger. So it's a danger two ways. One, what if you ruin the kid? Okay. What if he doesn't have success and, you know, he just starts getting hit a lot. And there's a danger to that. There's no question. And it happens. And it has happened. But what if the points that I'm talking about that you're leaving on the field helps you win games? They could have easily beaten Dallas. They could have beaten Kansas City on Sunday night. What if you're leaving wins out there because the quarterback isn't making a good play? That's the other danger, is what if you're losing games and you're telling your team that you're giving that this quarterback, Russell Wilson, is giving you the best chance to win. So I applaud the decision. They made it here. I don't know if it's Jackson Dart going forward. He's a starter, or if Russell Wilson can go in there, if Jackson Dart struggles, whatever. But I believe that this is the right move. All right. Now we have some major injuries. I'm watching San Francisco last week against Arizona. It's a great game. Defensive battle. 13th play that Nick Bosa is out there. He tears his ACL. I feel terrible for Nick. I know Nick. I've worked out with him and his brother in Fort Lauderdale. I know how hard he trains, and he was playing great football through 2 weeks and 13 games. He was really looked like Nick Bosa of, close to that level that when he was defensive player of the year a few years back. But this is his second major knee injury right now in the last 4 years. So it's a concern, but it's horrible because the defense has been playing very well. They've gotten good help from Mykel Williams, who was their first round pick, from Bryce Huff, who they traded for from the Eagles. The defensive line was playing much, much better and really helped them win that game against Arizona. Nick Bosa out for the season. It's a gut punch. That's to go with, losing Kittle for a period of time, Brock Purdy for a period of time, blah, 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 blah. But they've been able to manage so far to get to 3-0. All right, and they entertain Jacksonville this week, who feels like they should be undefeated as well. Brian Thomas Jr. is dropping way too many passes. Najee Harris tore his Achilles. I mean, I watched the play. He was just coming. He was just going to take a handle. He was just coming out of the tailback position, and the foot just gave out, and the Achilles just snapped. And he's done. It's the ironic part is the guy that was the number one running back for the Los Angeles Chargers is now the starting running back. J.K. Dobbins is now the starting running back in Denver. How would they love to have J.K. Dobbins back? But
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hampton picked up the slack. He was fantastic, really fantastic on Sunday. When Najee went down, he carried the load, and he was running, receiving. He was a factor. And then the last injury, if you watched that game against the Jets, Mike Evans went down. He's going to be out a couple weeks. This happens. He went out a couple weeks last year. Emeka Ibuka will pick up the slack. He's fantastic. I mean, he was the best receiver on the field between the Jets and the Bucks the other day. He's been unbelievable. Now, they're going to get receivers back. Jalen McMillan got hurt, and, you know, they're going to get guys back. But, you know, they've been wiped out of the offensive line. Last week they played without starting right tackle, starting right guard, starting left tackle. I mean, they just cobbled it together, guys off the practice squad, young kids like Elijah Klein, and they still were able to go down the field after they lost the lead 27-26 and kick the game-winning field goal to win.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines. Whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/2400 to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, permitted parishes only, Massachusetts, Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, or Wyoming. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. Visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelplinema.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York or visit oasas.ny.gov/gambling. Standard text messaging rates apply. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, and other states where prohibited.
I'm Kristen Press.
And I'm Tobin Heath.
We're World Cup winners, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Every week, we sit down with the icons, disruptors, and game changers on the field and beyond it to talk victories, heartbreaks, and everything in between.
We've built a space where athletes, changemakers, and people creating the future of women's sports can show up and show off as their full, unapologetic selves.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
So those are some major injuries that we had to discuss. Let's get to Tuesday takeaways. The first one is the game that I announced on Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia between the Rams and the Eagles. After Jalen Hurts got sacked and hit hard by Jared Verse and coughed up the ball, the Rams scored on the first drive of the third quarter, and it was 26-7. And the Eagles came out and won the game. Down 26-7 against a good football team. And what it says is you can't do that without elite talent. You can't do that without an elite quarterback. And Jalen Hurts was awesome in the second half. He was 17 of 24 for 209 yards and three touchdowns. It was the best performance he's had in a long time. He was. And then A.J. Brown is as good as anybody at receiver. He was just dynamic. And Devontae Smith caught the game-winning touchdown from the five-yard line. I mean, just elite talent. You know, they lose Lane Johnson, the best right tackle in all of football. They go through Matt Pryor. He wasn't very good. Fred Johnson, who they let go to free agency in Jacksonville in the offseason. They bring him back after Jacksonville said, you know, we'll trade you back to Fred. We're fine. And Fred locked down everybody he went against. Byron Young, Jared Verse, you name it. He was tremendous. And the protection was very good. And then they blocked two field goals late in the fourth quarter, including the field goal with no time left on the clock by Jordan Davis, who rambled 61 yards to give him an extra score. He looked like what he was, the 13th pick in the draft. I mean, he's running 61 yards with a ball in his hand. Nobody's, his own teammates can't catch him. He ran up to 18.59 miles per hour for a guy that's 335 pounds. He's been awesome. You can't come back from 26-7 without elite talent. Zach Bond had another unbelievable game, intercepted Matt Stafford. You know, Saquon did enough. He wasn't great, but he did enough. They just have elite talent. That's how you do that. My next Tuesday's takeaway is Cleveland Browns beat the Green Bay Packers, the undefeated Green Bay Packers, and they beat them up. Their defense, I don't need any stats. The stats came out today. I don't need any stats. Cleveland's the best defense in football. And Jim Schwartz, who's won a Super Bowl as a defense coordinator in Philadelphia, has had teams in the playoffs, is very talented. But you can't be the best defense in football if you don't have great players. And so Carson Schwechinger, second-round pick out of UCLA, I think he's played every snap so far. He's been dynamic. Mason Graham, the first-round pick, has been incredible. He's given them pass rush. They stopped the run. Last week, Josh Jacobs, okay, ran 16 times for 30 yards. Derrick Henry, the week before, ran for 30 yards. Like, they just shut down two of the best running backs in football 2 weeks in a row. And at the same time, it's one thing to stop the run. You can sell out and blitz, like, blitz the run. You can do all kinds of stuff to limit a running back. But usually you give up plays on the back end. Cleveland still sacked Jordan Love five times, hit him eight times. And they did it with twist stunts and rushing four and Myles Garrett. And Cleveland is the best defense in football. That's a takeaway. The battle at SoFi Stadium last week between the Chargers and the Broncos looked like a playoff atmosphere. Chargers scored 10 points in the final 4 minutes to win the game. They lose their starting right guard, Mekhi Becton. They lose Trey Pipkins, their starting right tackle. They lose Najee Harris. Justin Herbert is at an MVP level right now. And maybe the comeback player of the year is Quentin Johnston. He's not just catching the ball right now. Like, Patrick Surtain is saying he's the number one receiver and lining up on him. Like, Quentin Johnston is now, whatever happened, it's early, it's three games, but he's not dropping the ball. He's getting open. He's running away from defenses. He's been a revelation. Getting Keenan Allen back certainly helps because he still has the touchdown throw from Justin Herbert from 20 yards out to tie the score at 20. It was an amazing play by Herbert, just, you know, avoiding the rush of Nick Benito and Zach Allen, and then getting hit by Benito and making that throw to Keenan Allen was elite, just an elite play. Two very good teams. But Denver has collapsed 2 weeks in a row. It's a concern. The defense is still very talented. But the Colts came back to beat them last week. Obviously, they had a chance to field goal. They missed it. You know, and then the Chargers came back from a 10-point deficit. So very, very impressive by the Chargers. Last night, we all saw Detroit take the Baltimore Ravens apart. And week one, when they lost to Green Bay, you thought, okay, losing the coaches, losing the center, Frank Ragnow, losing the right guard, Kevin Zeitler, it caught up to him. Except it hadn't caught up to him. Last night, their offense clicked as well as any offense that I've watched in football this year so far. They ran the ball for 225 yards. You saw David Montgomery rip off a 75-yard run. They played not good. They played great up front. Tate Ratledge, the new right guard. Glasgow, the new center. The new left guard. It was really something to watch. They ran basically the same inside zone plays, and they just pushed the Ravens around. And they protected Jared Goff. I mean, he wasn't sacked in the game. First game in years, the Ravens didn't get a sack. The other thing is, we know that Dan Campbell is somewhat of a riverboat gambler. He went for 3 fourth downs, including one on their opening drive last night. Not only did they convert all three fourth downs, but they scored touchdowns on two of them. And for each fourth down attempt, they had a completely different play. I mean, you saw Amon-Ra Brown's line up in an offset fullback position, take the handoff from Goff, and then run a pitch option with Jahmyr Gibbs for a touchdown. I mean, they had different plays for the fourth downs. And they, you know, and the final one that put the nail in the coffin was the play action fake to Jahmyr Gibbs off the same run that they had run all day long against the Ravens. And they leaked Amon-Ra out, and he beat, I don't know, Marlon Humphrey, I think. He also had a holding call on the play, but they got what they wanted. Detroit's offense, 2 weeks in a row now, has been dynamic. They were the best offense in football last year. The thing that's interesting is I don't think they blew an assignment on offense last night. Assignment, perfect football. The wide receivers knew exactly who to block, how to get in position, how to block without holding or doing anything stupid. Like, they just executed. They just out-executed Baltimore. If Baltimore blitzed, they picked up the blitz. They had an answer to the blitz. It was as efficient a football as you're going to watch. My final takeaway is Washington just completely wiped up the Raiders. And this is the first game under Dan Quinn that they have played without Jaden Daniels, a quarterback. Started all 20 games last year, first two games this year. All right. He's a talented kid. We'll go to Marcus Mariota. Well, Cliff Kingsbury came up with a game plan. They came up with the most creative ways to run the football, and everybody participated. It was Debo. It was Marcus Mariota. It was Bill Kroski Merritt. It was Jeremy McNichols. It was Chris Rodriguez. They had unbalanced lines running it weak, unbalanced lines running strong. And this is with two new guards, Chris Paul, left guard, Andrew Wiley at right guard. Two new guards and a backup quarterback, and they ran for 202 yards against the Raiders and annihilated them. It was, credit Marcus Mariota, like he at one point was with the Raiders. Chip Kelly, his old college coach, is calling plays for the Raiders. He put on a performance. It's the single best game I've seen Marcus play in a while. He was accurate when he had to be. He didn't have to do that much. But the decision-making in the run game, the calls, the unbalanced lines, how they got the Raiders off balance, it was really, really impressive watching them operate and just take the Raiders apart on offense. So congratulations to Marcus. Cliff Kingsbury, the offensive line, the running backs, all five guys who carried the ball, all did a terrific job. So that's been my Tuesday takeaways. We'll be back here tomorrow, Wednesday. Just go download that Odyssey app and look for the Best Football Show, and I'll be here. Thanks for joining me, everybody. This has been Brian Baldinger at Baldy NFL for the Best Football Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Ever walked past a place for rent and wish you could just peek inside? Maybe even explore the layout? Envision the natural light streaming through the windows? Or plan where your vinyl record collection would go? At Apartments.com, you can. With tools like their 3D virtual tours, you can see the exact unit you'd be living in. Really envision yourself in your new home with Apartments.com. The place to find a place.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.